This is your question, Mr. Bryson. This comes from an 11th district voter. What, if any, is the role of the federal government in promoting job growth in Western North Carolina? And what would you do to address this?
Federal government can do a lot to promote jobs in this end of the state, but I have a very special plan. And that plan is that I call Western North Carolina Generation Now. And it's modeled on the Research Triangle Park in between Raleigh and Durham. But it would not be put in some large, specific, one-place park. We don't need to buy 1,000 acres and start building buildings. What we need to do is to find the embryonic businesses that exist in all of our universities, find a source of money for them, and then seed these businesses to get them started in a small way, and we can sprinkle them all across Western North Carolina from Lenoir to Murphy. And we can put them in some particular places where industry is critically needed. Andrews comes to mind. Robbinsville comes to mind. Probably Marshall and any number of other small towns could use instant startup businesses that are based on biotechnology, computer science, telecommunications, green energy, all sorts of things where people could come to work or they could go to school, come home and find gainful employment here in Western North Carolina and not have to leave home to go to Los Angeles or Chicago or Boston.
All right. Mr. Meadows, the question, job creation in Western North Carolina, job promotion and growth, what would you do to address that?
So what was the federal role in that, is, I guess?
Yeah, what, if any, role is the federal government in promoting those job growth?
I can tell you that the federal government doesn't create any job that is lasting. They don't produce anything. And so what can they do? They can get out of the way and let entrepreneurs and business people and moms and dads and people with that we can let them actually create the jobs that they've done. Now, I don't disagree that we need to create an area here in the West that is uniquely ours, like the Research Triangle. We've been working to try to do that with the Tennessee Valley Corridor for some time. But let me tell you the impediment to that. The impediment to that is really making sure that you have institutions of higher learning like Western Carolina that has an engineering place, because there's a checkoff list. When anybody comes to create jobs, they start to go down a list. Do you have a college? Do you have a university? Do you have an engineering school, which is something that has been accomplished here at Western Carolina in recent history, because it makes a big difference for manufacturing. So what we have to do is not only highlight that. We've got the best workers in the entire country. We've got people who are diligent, willing to work, hardworking folks that are doing that. So we need to continue to do that. But here's the other thing is that we continue to regulate and tax businesses into oblivion. You know, when you talk about the startup, you know, I've got a little bit of expertise there. I've started a number of businesses from scratch. And you know what? It's not the government that does it. I can tell you, it's hard work, perseverance, and a blessing from the Lord that will actually get you there. But here's the other thing is when we start to look at that, the incubation of a small business and the percentage of failure that may happen in the first 3 years is astronomical. So we need to partner new entrepreneurs here. We've got a great entrepreneurial program here at Western Carolina. We need to highlight that and bring it. And I think if we do all of those things, that would be a good start.
Okay. You have 1 minute in response.
Well, I see this not as a land-based program, but I see it as something that we can do within my first 2 years and get started within my first 2 years as congressman. This is something that would improve the job opportunities for young people in Western North Carolina to go off to college, go off to trade schools, go off to union schools, and they could come back here and they could continue to live here and raise their families here. Thank you.
And Mark?
You know, I think we want people. We, Debbie and I are about to be grandparents for the very first time. And so the thing that you want is you want your kids and your grandkids to be close. And so creating job opportunities here is what it's all about. And so in doing that, it's not only job opportunities, it's job security. because the threat of losing your job is still at an all-time high. We have perhaps much lower unemployment rates than we had just 4 years ago. There's been some 17,121 people that have gotten jobs that didn't have a job 4 years ago. So you can applaud that. But the other part of that is what types of jobs are they? Are they good-paying jobs? Are they people who are having to work part-time in order to put food on the table and work two and three jobs? We've got to do a better job of making sure that the types of jobs that we bring are high-paying jobs that meet the workforce needs.